Beginning of Baba Kama talks about Mazikin. Arbo Ovos Nezikin, Ashov Abov, Amaviv, Ahever. Wherever it says Ovos, it means there's like the fathers, the main, the basic Mazikin. And then there must be Toldos. If there's a Av, there's a Toldos. The Gemara says, Midik Toni Ovos, Miklaldik and Toldos. The Shaila is told us in Kayoitze Buen Olav Kayoitze Buen, or the told us Dome to the Av or not. So the Gemara brings from Shabbos. Then Shabbos, there's Ovos and told us, there's Ovos Melochos, that's Lamed Tes, 39 Ovos Melochos. And we say that there's told us also. And the Nafkimina is between the Av and the told us, the Rabbonon. If a person does a Melocha, Av, and its own tolda, so it's chayv on the av, and it's not chayv on the tolda. And why is it called the tolda? So the things that were in the Mishkan is called the av, the other things that are done to it is called the tolda. And over there we say that if you do a av by itself, you're chayv chatos, and if you do a tolda by itself, you're chayv chatos. So the tolda is just like the av. And then the Gemara brings from Tume, that there's obus atumus, and there's like a sheretz, is av atumus, and somebody touches a sheretz, he is a Rishon Latuma, so he's one darga less. So he's called the Tolda of the Av. The Av is Metame and the Tolda is Metame, but he's Metame less than the Av. So even though he's a Tolda, he's like a Yotze, an offspring from the Av, but he's not Dome, it's not Kayotze boy. So the Gemara asks, what's the Din? The Shaila is the Toldas of the Mazikin, are they Dome to the Av, or they're not Dome to the Av? So Rashi says, Hochemai, Toldas the Shabbos have a Keovis. We say that it's also chayv chatos. Told us the tume loyavikovis because it's metame less than the av. Vocha told us the nezokin mai. Mi amrina told us kayotze boed that the toldos are just like the av. Loishno av, loishno tolde. It doesn't matter if it's an av or a tolde. Im hizik mishalim. This kind of mazik, if it was mazik, has to pay. Oy dil me loy. Maybe it doesn't have to pay. So everybody asks on this Rashi, what does it mean if he doesn't pay, if there's a tzad that a tolda doesn't pay, so why is it called a tolda? What's the nafke mean? That we'll see. Then the Gemara tries to say if they were talking about if tolda the keren, tolda the shein, tolda the rega, tolda the keren is negiche, negife, neshiche, beite, if it kicks, it's called a tolda the keren. And then there's tolda the shein. So Karen pays a chotzi nezek as a tam, and then after three times he becomes a mu'ed. He pays a nezek sholit. Tam pays migufoy, and a mu'ed pays minali, and pays minam migufoy, pays whatever he has. And regel is a darker lahazik, and shein is a hanoi lezek. And then the Gemara says, on each one, the Gemara says about the tolda. Maishna Karen de kavanosi lahazik, umo moinoch shmiroso no lecho, aninami kavanosi lahazik, umo moinoch shmiroso no lecho. So the tolda should be like the av because it's momoinoch shmiroso yolecho and kavonoson lahazik. That means the Gemara is saying that's the reason it should pay, the positive reason to pay. Then the Gemara says, let's say by regel. The Gemara says, then the Gemara says the regel is dar kolelech, so every tolda that's also like that. And then the Gemara says tolda the shein, that the tolda the shein is nischakcho bekoselan also. So the Gemara says maishno shein yeshanu elezekon mamoinoch shmiroso elecho aninam yeshanu elezekon. So the tolda the shein is like a shein. Why is tolda the shein like a shein? Because it has the same reason, the same metzius of being mazik. Then the Gemara says, "Told the regel, maishno regel, the zekon motzi, momenoch shmiroso nolecha, ninami zekon motzi." So all these reasons that's magdir that defines what the av is the same thing we have by the tolda. So the same reason the av pays, the tolda pays. That's what it says in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says at the end that Rav Papa said that Yeshman Kayotzibah and Yeshman Lav Kayotzibah, and some of the toldos of the Nezikin is just like the Av, and some are not just like the Av. So the Gemara says, which ones are not like the Av? So the Gemara says, told B'chatzin Ezek Tzroiros, Dilchese Gemirilo, that Tzroiros means that while the Behem is walking, so it steps on a stone or something and it gets kicked, Al Yedei the Behem, and it's Mazik, but it's Derech Hiluchoi. So Derech Hiluchoi is a told the regel. But Afal Pekin, it only pays a Chatzin Ezek. So that's called Tzroiros. Hilchese Gemirilo, Alochel Mishum Yisinai, that told of regel, that Tzroiros pays a Chatzin Ezek. So that's why, so these are called Lavka Yotzeba, and it's a Tolda, the regular, it's Derech Leilechul Azik. But it's not like the regular, it's not Kayotzeba, because it pays less. But my Koyla Tolda, the regular. So Gemara says, why mean my Koyla Tolda, the regular? It's called the Tolda, the regular, because Darko Leilechul Azik. So the Gemara says, the Leshale Minali, that it doesn't pay, that usually Chatzinezek of a time of a Karen, so we know Chatzinezek pays Migufa. You have to, the shore itself pays, like how much the shore is worth, you pay from that, half of the damage. But by Tzroros, he pays from his own pocket, not from the shore itself. And the Gemara, it's interesting that the Gemara said, Amai Korilo told the regel, but what the Gemara says, Maishno regel, that it's Darko Leilechul Azik. So Pashtas, we would say, why is the Gemara say, Amai Karlo told the regular? Since we see that it's a different Tashlum, it's Aloch Lomishim Yisanei, that it pays different, so maybe that's a different definition. So Taka regular is Darko Leilech Lazik, but if it shoots out from the Behemah, it's Roros, so maybe it's a different Av, maybe it's a different definition. So the Gemara says that. The reason why is because Lishalim Naliyah. So here we come to the Rif. The Rif says, the Rif says, "Midik Tony Ovis Miklaldika told us same Kayotzi Buenoiloi, Pirush, Kivan the Kaimelon, the Nezek Sholem Momoino, the Hatzinezek Knosse, who Umwe Chesik Mshalim Nezek Sholem Nali, the Tam Shalim Hatzinezek Migufa." We see there's different kinds of Tashlumin. A Tam pays different than a Mued, being a Lemeda, we have to know, Hani told us Dani Ovisi Kayotzi Bueninu, or these told us of the Ovos, just like the Ovos. The Kol Mued Minayu told the delay, Kavosei, each Mued, that means each Mued, each Shane, each Regal. So the told of that is just like the Av, Umeshalim Nezek Sholem Naliyah. The Tam told the delay, Kavosei, Umeshalim Chatzi Nezek Migufoi. Odilna told the Sein Lav Kayotze Boen, Vasikne, the Kulo told the Sein Kayotze Boen, Balmi told the Regal. מניו חצי נזק צורס דרך זה גמיר לו דלו משלם אלו חצי נזק ומי קורא לו תולדו דורגל ומשלם נעליה. So the Rif put his emphasis on Avos and told us on the way it pays. If it pays like the Av, it's Kayotze Boy. If it doesn't pay like the Av, it's called Lav Kayotze Boy. Luchura, the end of the Gemara is Mashma that way, because the Gemara says that if it pays Chatzi Nezek, Amai Kori Lo Tolda Deregel. We should have said, why is it called Tolda Deregel? That we know, because it's Derech Leilechul Azik. So you see from the Gemara that said, Amai Kori Lo on the Tashlumin, that the Tashlumin is what's Koveya, if it's called a Kayotze Boy or it's not a Kayotze Boy. In the Brisker Rav, it comes to be Masbir, what this Rif means. So he says that, like the Gemara starts off, the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis starts off saying, how do we know that Negicha, it says, Ki Igach Shorish, how do we know that Negicha is Bekeren? So the Gemara says, Vayaslo Tzidko Karne Barzel. Karne Barzel, he made a metal or something that you could use to hit somebody with the Karnein. So that's called Negicha with a Keren Tulusha. So the Gemara says, we would think from that pasuk, we would say that only Bekeren Tulusha, when did the Torah be machalik? Between Tam and Mu'ed and the Keren that says in the Torah. And we would think that the Keren that says in the Torah is Davka, Keren Tulusha, that the Behem holds it in his mouth and runs forward and is Nogeach, different Behema, is Mazik with this Keren Tulusha. But a Karen Mechuberes, we would think that it's Kulo Moedasi. It starts off being a Mud, it's not a Tam. So the Rashba asks, why, and the Tosfos says to ask, why would we think, if it didn't say Karen Mechuberes, that's part of the Behema, Karen, that's a horn, that's part of, that's still growing on the Behema, and he's Nogech with it. Why would we think, if it didn't say in the Torah, it should be a Mud? Why shouldn't it be a Tam, like a Karen Telusha? The Tosfos says, if we learn it out from Karen Telusha, let it be like a Karen Telusha. So then he says, if we say that Kavonos Elazik and Palganiske Momoina, which means there's a Machlokes later on in Baba Kama, if Palganiske Knosser or Palganiske Momoina, which means Ashor, do we say that Ashor in its nature does not want to be Nogech? It's not its nature to be Nogech, so Memela Balim doesn't really have to watch it. So, but if it's Nogech, we say Palganiske, that would be Palganiske Knosos. We say it since it's not its nature to be Nogech, and the Balim doesn't have to watch it, so Bemis, he should have been Potter the first three times he's Nogech, because it's not Regilus, and it's not totally in the, it's not Mutal on the Balim, it's not Zachrais to watch the Bemer from that. But if he pays the Chotzin Ezek, it's a Palganiske Knosos, the Torah gave him a Knos, that he should be a little more careful with his Shor, even though you don't really have to from its nature. So if we say, but we say like the other mandom, our palgan is kamamoino, that Bamis, we say that the shor's nature is yet to be nogech, and the bailim does have to watch him. So Bamis, he should have paid a nezek sholim. But the Torah reduced it to a chatzin nezek. So memela, we say that kavanos ilazik, if the other mazikim are chayev, so kavanos ilazik is for sure chayev. So Tosva says, so if we say that palgan is kamamoino, so it's the nature to be mazik, and we say kavachomer from the other mazikim, so we say that if it says a Karen Telusha, we know that Karen Mechuberes is Chayev. But Leman Domar Palganiske Knosse, so how do we know? We would have to learn out from other Mazikin. If we learn it out from Karen Telusha, so let it be a Chotzi Nezek. So Tosva says that Leman Domar Palganiske Knosse, Hodeka Omar, Avod Bemchuberes, Eimer Kulum Wedesi, Vishalem Nezek Sholem Bepam Rishoino. Lav mishum deitzrich kol ashmenon den moedes el atane utzrach lashmenon lo viraymen aposik dem chubers nami avin bechlan negicha. Because we would think, we would make a mistake and say negicha ino betlusha dum de karni basel de tzitkio. Aval bem chubers dar kol asik mitchiloso ev nilmad mi bor mechad mi oves lechayv lechatchila nezek sholim. We would learn out from bor. The Gemara says that you can learn out from bor and any other av. We could learn out other mazikim, which is a karen. So we would think that would be Nezek Sholem from a limud of Bor and other Mazikim. So Tosfos has a teretz, and he says, why would we think that a Karen Mechuberes is a Nezek Sholem? Because we would have a Yalfusa for it. The Rashbo says, we'll get back to Rashi later. The Rashbo says that the reason is because he asked, why would the Kash of the Rashbo, he says, is like this. He asks, why would we think that Mechuberes, it doesn't say in the Torah, is Nezek Sholem? It's momentous, and momentous we always go lekula amitzi mechaver ayol avaraye. So let's say that a Karen mechuberes maybe is potter legamre, but not more than a Karen telusha that it says. So the answer is that nezikin is a sofik of isurin. It's a inyan of isurin. Be isurin you go lechumra, and be momentous you go lekula. It's a little bit mashma. I'm not sure how it would work out, but it's a little bit mashma. Maybe that the Rashba's leshitos is feke doiraisa lechumra. But if we had said like the Rambam, that's figure the Raisa Midoraisa is Lakula, so we wouldn't have the Rashba's Teretz, which anyway probably doesn't fit into the Rambam. So the Kasha is, why did the Rashba say that Nezikin is Sofek Isura? Bamis, it really is Mominous like in the Kasha. So in the Kasha, the Rashba held that Nezikin is Mominous, and Teretz, he says it's Isurim. So what's going on here with the Rashba? The Brisker Rav says that the klal, he makes a chidush, a new chidush, that the arba'a of his nezikin be'etzem is not that the Torah says mizmechadish that this mazik is chayev, bor is chayev, eish is chayev. What's chayev is one klal. They're all chayev because of the same reason, not because the bor, eish, shen or rega. It's chayev because it's darker lazik u'shmiroso nolecho. Mazik is chayev, a klal, mazik is chayev. So what the Torah divided it, separated it into different categories, is not kedei to tell us when he is chayev. It's to tell us when he's not chayev. Kloima, when eish is chayev, the Torah says kisei tzeish u'motzo koytzim v'ochlo godish. So we say that the Torah, the reason the Torah specified to say about Eish is to tell us that Tomun, we learn out from Oyakoma, that Tomun Be'eish is Potter. If something is covered up, Be'eish is Potter. Or Bar, we learn out from Bar that it's Potter on Kalim. Or Shem Veregel is Potter on Rishus Rabbim. Without the Limud, we would say he's always Chayef, Darker Lazik, Shmiros on Alecho. So the Toeles that the Torah had from giving each one a Shem, a category, is to tell us that in this category you're Potter on this. Like Eish, you're Potter on Tomun. Bar that category, you're Potter on Kalim. So it's like to say the negative and not to say the positive. So Memela, let's say Karen Mechuberes. Karen Mechuberes is not what it says in the Torah, Karen. It's something else. It's Darko Leilichu Lahazik. It doesn't have a category. It's just in the klal of Darko Lahazik Ushmiroso Nolecho. So Memela, it should be Chayev. There's no Pturim on it. If it's not in one of the categories of our Bo, it's Nezikin, so it doesn't have those Pturim. So Memela, it's Chayev. Now, there's an afkamina. The Rosh brings a machlekes rishonim. The Rosh says, some rishonim said, when you learn out a mazik from two things together, let's say avnoi sakinu masoi, there's a koyach acher mu'ur of boy because it has to blow down with the wind. And it's standing in the rishus or rabim if they're nefil, it's like a bar. So the tzura of the ezek is a bar. But how did it become a mazik, ayidei, a tzura that has to do like doime to eish, or like shor? So the Gemara says, when you learn out from the two, so avnei sakinu masoi, it's a bor. Tosfos, yes, the Rishonim is, why doesn't it have also the kulas of bor and also the kulas of eish? And they blind by Akasha. Elamais of the Rosh says that some Rishonim say that when you learn out from two mazikim, so it has the kulas, it has both kochas, it has the koch of, let's say, bor, it's potter on kelim, it has the koch of eish, it's potter on tom. Taka takes from both. The Rosh says, and some are nistabek, v'li nira, that it's not like that. Only because b'mitzias it's a bar, so it only has the pturim of bar. It doesn't have the pturim of eish. The reason why we needed eish, because we shouldn't say be'etzem it's different than bar, because k'yach hachem u'rav boi. So there's a gilui from eish that k'yach hachem u'rav boi is not a gurim to be potter, it's a gurim to be chayev. Once we take off that taine, it's like a side taine, that we say that k'yach hachem u'rav boi should be a ptur. So we say, no, it's not a reason for a ptur, because we see by eish it's chayev, but be'etzem it blabs a bar. So if it's a bar, it has only the pturim of bar. So we have a machlekes rishonim when you learn out from two, if it has both pturim or if it has one. So the Brisker Rav says that if we say, like the tzad, we say that it learns out from eish, that we learn out from two, but be'emes it has to have its shem. It has to get its shem, and once it gets its shem, like avnei sakinu masoi, it gets into the category of bar, has the pturim of bar. So memele, from here we see that the Ovis Nezikin Be'etzem is a category to tell you it's halachas, Lil Chosein, like the Gemara says in Dafei. Why does it say it? Lil Chosein, to tell us the Ptur of Bor. But Kedeta be Mechayev is enough, the fact that we know that Darker Lelechul Azik. So the Ptur of Tomon is in the category of Eish, and the Ptur of Kalim is in the category of Bor. So Karen Mechuberes, that we don't have a posik for, would be Darker Lahazik Ushmiroso Nolecho, but it doesn't have a category. So what's the din? So it's Chayev. That means it's Chayev because it's a Mazik. Without a Av and without a Tolda, it's a Mazik. And he fits it into different places. And the Reef, he wants to say that's the Pshat and the Reef. That the Reef says the Nafkamine is Lil Chosein, if he's Chayev for a Chotzi Nezik or it's Chayev for a Nezik Sholem, which is the Hil Chosein. That the Hil Chosein of Karen is that first is a tam pays chotzi nezik, and then he pays a nezik sholim, and the Hussein of Tzroro says that it's a told of regal, and the category is regal, but aloch is they pay less, it's lavka yoitzibui. And Huadin, he says that the told us of kayoitzibui or lavka yoitzibui, the Rif means Huadin legabe tomun be'esh and kelim be'bor, that we need to know if the told us as the category of the shem is the shem bor or the shem esh, could they to know the pturim. So Ben, it's very hard to say this, because first of all, why did the Reef say dafka the inyan of the tashlumin of chotzi nezik and nezik sholem? He could have said the etzim, the ikar of the inyan. The ikar of the inyan that it says the mazikin is for tur tomun be'esh, the pturim that they have, dil chosem of pturim. Let him mention If Kayyotzim were Lav Kayyotzim, if they have the Ptur of Eish, the Ptur of Tomun, or they have the Ptur of Kelim. Why did he mention Davka the Tashlumin if it's Minali or Migufoy, and the Tashlumin if it's Chotzi Nezik or Nezik Sholem? Also, it's hard to say it in Chotzi Palganiske Knosse. Palganiske Knosse means that Batsim it's not a Mazik. Its nature is not to be Mazik. It just happened a Mikre, almost that the shore went and he was Negech. So Batsim it's not Darker Lazik and it's not Shmiros on Olecha. So why does he have to pay? And the Rif brings that's part of the Ovis Nezikin and part of the Kayyotzim Baralav Kayyotzim Baralav. So Palganiske Knosse, it's hard to say that the reason he pays is because Darker Lazik or Shmiros on Olecha Farket. It's not Darker Lazik and it's not Shmiros on Olecha. But if you say it's Ovis Nezikin to tell you that it's a Mazik Bechlal, so Karen is a Mazik. So you say that Karen is a Mazik. So even the first time he's a Mazik, so say Darker Lazik Shmiros on Olecha, so maybe it's Potter Chatsi Nezik. Also, we have to know the Fida Briska Rav, who says that Tomun is a Ptur and Eish. It's the Fida Briska Rav, we have a whole parsha of Darker Leilech Ulahazik Ushmiros and Olecho that's Chayv. Then we have a few Pturim. So Ptur it says Oyakom Oyasode. So maybe that Ptur of Tomun is a Ptur and Darker Leilech Ulahazik Ushmiros and Olecho. Who says it's a Ptur and Eish? Who says if the Briska Rav says we don't need categories to be Mechayev? So who says that the Ptur is in a category? Maybe it's Bechlal in a Mazik, that Tomun is Potter by a Mazik. Also, Stam the Sugi is Mashma, the old Sugi that we read before is Mashma, Maishno Regel, that's Darker Leilich Lazik, Maishno Shein, that's Yeshano Lezeker. So because it's Yeshano Lezeker, it's Chayev, so the Toda also is Chayev. So you see that all these Mashnos, all these reasons of Toldus, it's a reason to be Mechayev. The old Lashon of the Gemara is a reason to be Mechayev and not to be Pater. The only thing that's doimit to the Rif is the end of the Gemara. That the Gemara says by Tzroidos, why is it called the Toldus the Regel? So that we tried to be Masber before, that maybe it means because it has a category by itself, but not the way the Briska Rav says it. In the Rashba, Pshat in the Rashba about Sofik, if it's Isurin or Sofik Momenes, so we have Reb Baruch Be'er. Reb Baruch Be'er says, and he brings it from Reb Chaim, that we have the Posik V'lo Yishmerenu Be'olav. He learns, there's a lot of psukim like that. The Posik, it doesn't say in a Loshon of a Lav or a Loshon of a Eser, but many times it is a Lav or a Eser, or it is a Tzivui, order to tell you something, like it says, and the Beimah was Mazik V'lo Yishmerenu Be'olav, and the Bailim wasn't Shomer. So we understand from here that the Bailim has to be Shomer. He has a Chiyuv to be Shomer. And from here, Reb Chaim says, we understand the Chiyuv of Mazik. There's always a Shaila, from where do we know that it's also to have a Mazik, or to have to watch your Momenus or your possessions, that it shouldn't be Mazik. Lefi Reb Chaim comes out that it's from B'lo Yishmerenu Be'olav, we understand that if you have something else that needs to be watched, it shouldn't be Mazik. So, in short, what Reb Chaim is saying, what Reb Baruch Be'er is saying is that if you have a Mazik, and the Shaila is, what kind of a Mazik is it? Is it a Eish? Is it a Bor? So we don't know which Tashlum it has. So that's a Sofik of Momenus. Sofik Momenus is Lekula. But if we have a Sofik on V'lo Yishmerenu, does he have to watch it or not? So then it's a Sofik in Pshat in the Posik, if he has a Chiyuv of Shmira or not. And that Chiyuv Shmira, he learns in the Rashba, that the Rashba, the Chiyuv Shmira of V'lo Yishmerenu, is a Chiyuv that's called the Isurin, it's not called a Chiyuv of Momenus. So when we have a Sofik in that Lamoshel, Karen Mechuberes. So we don't know if we would learn if Pshat, if the Posik, if Karen Plusha, we wouldn't know about Karen Mechuberes. So it's a Sofik if you have to watch the Behema for a Karen Mechuberes or not, if he has V'lo Yishmerenu, so it's a Sofik Yisurin. Sofik Yisurin is L'chumra. And Ad Kedei Kach, he says it's L'chumra that once he didn't be Mekayim the V'lo Yishmerenu, that means he was over on that Chumra, so then when it comes to the Momenus of it, that the Karen Mechuberes was Mazik, so he has to pay Nezek Sholem because of the Sofik Yisurin. It's not such a poshut thing to say. Even if you would say that he has a chiyuv of Yishmerenu, because of the sofik of Lo Yishmarenu Be'olov. But once he was Nogeach, it's a shayla of Mominus. Once it's a, how does the Isurin translate itself to become that the rest is now Mominus? It should be Mominus. Once he was Mazik, he didn't watch the Keren Mechuberes, and the Keren Mechuberes was Mazik, so we have a sofik. We don't know if we say Lechumra Lekula, maybe Keren Mechuberes, since it doesn't say it, it's Potter. Maybe it's Chayv, so why should he pay a Nezik Sholim? It still should be a sofik Mominus. It's a little hard to understand. Lemaisa, he says, where Baruch Ber is also saying, he's saying that by the din of Tomun Beish, that's Potter, and the din that Ptur in Kelim in Bar, he brings a raya. We won't go into the raya really, but he brings a raya, and he says that even though there's a Ptur Tomun Beish, and there's a Ptur Kelim in Bar, that Ptur is only Bedine Yodam. But Bedine Shomayim is Chayev. He has to pay. He has such a raya that is Chayev Bedine Shomayim on Tomun Beish and Kelim Bebor. By Shein Beregel, he has a raya that Shein Beregel is when it's a Ptur on Shusarabim, it's a Ptur in the Mazik, that it's not a Mazik there. And not that it's a Mazik, but it's Potter and it's Chayev Bedine Shomayim, but it's not a Mazik. And Poshet, the reason is that regel is mutter to walk in the Rishus HaRabim. You have to be careful. A behemah is allowed to walk. A behemah walks in Rishus HaRabim. You have your food there, so take it away. You know there's behemahs and there's people there. All types. So the shein could eat, and that would be a reason to be potter in Rishus HaRabim. And this is also kosher on the Briskerov, that the Briskerov says that it says shein v'regel for the ptur of Rishus HaRabim. Shein v'regel b'Rishus HaRabim, not that it's a ptur in the mazik, it's a mazik and it's potter. It's not a mazik in Rishus HaRabim, l'chura l'fi this. Rebbech Ber Ad Kedekach says that it's not even chayiv b'dinei shomayim. If it's not a mazik in Rishus HaRabim, so it doesn't say shein v'regel to pater in Rishus HaRabim. So here we could say, even though it's not the Torah itself that's saying that it's potter, it's telling us that it's not a mazik in Rishus HaRabim. Maybe we would think it's a mazik in Rishus HaRabim. So you need the Hilchos Seyan to tell us that it's not a mazik in Rishus HaRabim. But that's already built. It's more than the Briskerov L'chura is saying. The Briskerov is saying that you need it. They're all called mazikim, but you need a ptur and tashlumin. And then we say to Toldas and Kayotziben, Lav Kayotziben, they're told us. But the Shaila is, do they pay like that or not? That's Pshat in the Reef. But if we say that Shein V'regel is not a mazik, so it's even a less target. It's not even that kind of ptur. There's also an interesting thing that it says here in the Rebbe Baruch Ber, it brings from the Gemara in Bava Metzia, it brings, the Gemara says there, in the end of Bava Metzia, Misha Yakos Lesomuch Leginas Chaveru Venofal, his wall was adjoining the garden of his friend, and the wall fell down into his friend's garden, so he tells him, Panei Avonech. So the one who owns the garden says, take out your stones. So he has to take it out. He can't say, I'll give you my stones and take care of it yourself. No, he has to take out the stones. And Beis Din is mechayev him to take out the stones. So over there, Tosfos asks, Shita Mekubetz, as he brings from the Rosh, so they ask that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that if somebody tripped and he fell, and his kad or his water, whatever, fell into the Rishus HaRabim, and somebody, after it fell, and after it's already there, ba'ones, it wasn't his fault, somebody was nizik on it, tripped over it, got nizik on it, so he's potter. Because potter after nefilas ones. So why, when the kosel falls into the gina, it's also ba'ones. So why is he chayv to take out the stones? So the Shita Mekubetz says it's not the same thing. By the person who tripped and fell on his kad, his kli fell on Rishus HaRabim, so it was an onus. And after that happened, and he left it in Rishus HaRabim, somebody else came, and it was nizik on it. So when he fell, he was onus. And then he's not responsible anymore, because it's not his fault. But by the Kosel Gino, as it falls, by the falling, that itself is mazik, the karka. Because he can't plant there, he can't use the karka. So Memele is chayev, he has a chrayis on what fell into the gin, and he has to take it out. That's what it says in the Sheet of Shem, the Rosh HaRoch Ber says. So you see from here that a bor is also mechuyev b'dei shomayim. That means he has his achrayus on the bor, even though it's mazik kelim, it's not a bal chai, which Tosfos says that chamor v'lo kelim is all kinds of not balei chayim. So even though it's mazik something that's not a bal chai and it should be potter or kelim, but he has an achrayus on the bor. He has achrayus, which is called equal to saying that bidei shomayim, he has this achrayus to pay. That's a very hard thing to say, and I don't really know pshat in it, but I know that there's a gemara opposite from that. To say that the kosel gino that fell into the kosel chavera that fell into the gino has a shem mazik of bor, the gemara says in Daf Yud. Shir dosh ben niroi, the brash dosh ben niroi. The Gemara says that it doesn't say that if a behema was mazik. Dosh ben niroi means sheim dosh hashor ben niroi v'niskaven lekach. Hashor was walking over a field and he's niskaven to walk on somebody's field. It's a field that was plowed already. When somebody walks on, hashor walks on it, it ruins what he plowed. That means he's ruining the field. It's not roi to plant anymore. Sharei hashvorin melumodin bedisha. Shvarim are used to being dosh, to thresh, they walk over things. So Memele is used to it and he walked in the field. So told the Dekar, Nishikavonoso lahazik. In this Rashi, there's still what to talk. But I'm talking what it says in Rashi. Rashi says that it's a told the Dekar, Nishikavonoso lahazik, the chayv leshalim demein niroi shekilkin. Because so told the Dekar, dosh ben niroi, walked over his plowed field, his mazik the field, chayv. Mashenkin bebor, by bor there isn't a chiyuv on the karka, wherever it would be, to lo shayich behezek karka. So you see, so the Gemara says that there isn't a metzias of hezek karka. Here a Baruch Ber found in Bo Metzia Daf Kufiud Zayin a place where it says that there's hezek karka. That there's avonim that fell on the karka. And chanami, it could be he's not paying for it because it's chamor v'lokelim, but that's also what we're talking here in the Gemara, Daf Yud. Let the Gemara bring a chetimtza that it's kosel fell into the person's gina, and it's called a bor, and he has to be mesalikit, so mashenkin bebor, that a bor has a karka and is potter and kelim. You see that there is a mazik karka if you're a bor. But I imagine that the Gemara there, it's not called a shem bor. The fact that the avonim are sitting on the karka and you can't use it, it's not a shem bor, but the gemara is mechalik, the gabe chiyuvim of a person, which responsibility does he have for his chafotzim that fall or they're in other people's ways? It's a takona derabonan to take out the stones. It's a gzera, takona. But the shayla is, the dimyon, tavnu sakinu masu, is how much achrayis do I have on something of mine that fell into other Rishuyos, into Rishus Arabim or into Rishus Ayochid. But the Chura, this Gemara and Daf Yud is not like that. Also, I would say in this Rashi, Dosh Beniroi, Sheim Dosh Ashor Beniroi, says it's a tolda de Keren, Shkavonoso Lazik, V'chayv L'shalem, what the shore walked over the field. I'm getting back to the Rashi, Lagabe Keren Mechuberes. Rashi says, the Keren Mechuberes, by Karen to Lushosh also Abema Karen Ben Shinov and Og Hosam Vadai Loy Mishalem Tam Kule Nezik Shum Dein Dalko Bekach Loy Abalim Nishmo Midover Ze. Says the Balim didn't have to watch from it. That's why he's by Karen to Lusho he pays only a Chatzin Nezik. Mefurish, that's because he's not Regilus. Avol Mechuberes the Urcheyu. So Rashi says, Klor, why a Poshetu Tam? Why Karen Mechuberes, the Avamin, if it wouldn't say it in the Torah, wouldn't be in the Torah, why would it pay Nezek Sholem? Because it's Karen that's Darko Lehazik. Just like we say that a short time when it becomes a Mu'ed, why does it pay Nezek Sholem? Because it became Urche, it's not Mishune anymore, it says Regilus. Once he did it three times, he was Misragel, he got used to it. And he's, what he's doing, Hezek is a Mu'ed, so the same Mu'ed of after three times by a regular Karen is by a Karen Mechuberes the first time. So it's Urcha, and that's what it says, Mefurish in the Shittim Kubetzes, B'Shem Rebitzoy Bereb Avram, that that's the reason the Gemara said that Karen Mechuberes would pay Nezek Shalom, because it's Urcha. So I was thinking that, Lefi that, so by Dosh Beniro, Rashi says, Ima Dosh Ashor Beniro, V'Niskaven Lekach, Sharei Ashvorin Melumodin Bedisha. A shore is melumed bedisha. That means what he's walking in the field is urche. So it's a sub keren that's urche. So by dosh beniro, that Karen, what Rashi says, it's a told of Karen, he would pay a Nezik Sholem and not a Chatzi Nezik. It wouldn't be a Tam. There wouldn't be three times a Tam of walking Dosh Benira and pay a Nezik Sholem. If we say that it's called Milumodin enough, the Chura, it's Milumodin, it's Kavanose Lehazik, so that kind of Milumodin should pay a Nezik Sholem and not a Chatzi Nezik. The Chura, it's a Chidush, but it makes sense. It's the Chura Lefi, the Cheshbon of that Rashi. It's Matim to hear also. What Rashi says, told us, love kayoitzi bo yodil meloi, that it doesn't pay, and the kasha is, the Briskerov says, it's shver. What is, if it's love kayoitzi bo, it doesn't pay, so what kind of a tolda is it? L'chura, we would say on the derech of Rabbi Baruch Ber, that he says there's a bidei shamayim, there's a mazik, that's chayv bidei odom, chayv bidei shamayim. So the pshat in Rashi, is poshet. There's a tolda. He's a mazik. He's called a mazik. He's a mazik. Why is he a tolda the keren and not the shein? It's nafkemina legabi lotzis yedei shemayim. But dil meloi is a tolda that he's a mazik and you have responsibility that this mazik shouldn't exist. Yishmerenu. If you pay or not is kayotzibay and love kayotzibay. But you have the achrayus from Rabbi Chaim. We see that there's a part that's called the achrayus to be your achray if there shouldn't be a mazik. Once a mazik, if he pays or not, that's kayotzibay and love kayotzibay. There was a maise here in Arnof where my wife works. There's a dormitory, and on the closet, one of the workers left a nail sticking out, and one of the students walked by the nail and the clothes tore. So Shaila was, what kind of chiyuv is there on such a inyan? So l'chura, that nail is called a bor. It's sitting there, and whoever goes by is hurt by it. So that's called a bor. And bor is potter and keli. So I once was at a chasana, and I asked two Rosh Yeshivas from the mirror was standing there, and I asked them, what's the din? So right away, they both said, pe'echot, that there's Rabbi Baruch Ber. Baruch Ber says that bor that's potter and kelim is chayv b'dei shamay. So there should be a chiyuv b'dei shamay. The first shach in Choshen Mishpot says that we're not done nowadays chiyuv bor ve'esh. But b'dei shamayim, even though we're not done nowadays, but a chiyuv b'dei shamayim, there should still be. Another shaila that came up in the same place. Someone from the students left a blow dryer on a bed, and the mattress went up in flames. So the mattress was nizik, and then the smoke filled the rooms, and it also was mazik other things. So Be'emes, it's potter and kelim. So kelim should be potter. If it's called eish, so it's potter and kelim. Is it called Tomun Beish? All the things that are in the closet. The closet is closed, but the smoke got in, and it was Mazik the clothes. Is that called Tomun Beish? That's not called Tomun Beish, because the din of Tomun Beish is something that's not the regilus to be there. Like the Rambam says, the Gemara says, that if you have a godish of Tvua, and inside is the kalim that you use in the field for the godish, that's not called Tomun. Tomun means like you hid your clothes there, something that's not the regilus. There's also a Rashi in the Yud that Rashi says there's a chiluk between shor and eish. So Rashi says chomer b'shor bor mi be'eish she'im bo'at shor b'sak mole keli b'shovron chayev. A sack that's full of kelim, if a shor kicked it, he's chayev. If he fell into a bor and the sack is molei tvua, is chayev. V'aval gav de tomun b'sak, is chayev. Mashenkin be'esh. If there was a sack full of kelim, so it's called tomun be'esh. Tosfos here says that Rashi wasn't dog. It's not meduyak because bor is potter on the sack molei kelim. That's another shmos. So koponim, so we say that bor ve'esh were not done bisman hazeh, but it could be b'dei shamayim schayev. If it's like dinim of bor ve'esh that schayev b'bor ve'esh, so there should be a b'dei shamayim nowadays also. But then we have Rabbi Baruch Ber's b'dei shamayim that he says that the p'tur of tomun be'esh, even in the time that we are done on bor ve'esh, there's another b'dei shamayim that it could be the chayev nafkamina, it could be legabi tfise, if you could be Tofes. So nowadays, if you're Tofes, it's two Bidei Shomayim. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says here in Perk Beis, from Niskei Momen. The Rambam, before that, the Rambam said there's Shlosha Ovos Nezokin Bishor, and he talks out which ones are the Ovos Nezikin, and they told us. Echod Ovos Nezokin veEchod Atoldos. Imoyo Av Moed Toldosu Moedes. Imoyo Tam Toldosu Kamoyu. If the Av is a Moed, so the Toldos are Moed. If the Av is a Tam, so the Toldos are Tam. And then he says, Chol Ovos Nezikin Chol Toldos. And all them are Odin, or Muodim Itchiloson, chutz from Karen Vitoldosov, that they're Tamim Batchilo Ad Sheyuadu. There's two ways to learn, and then the Rambam goes on to say, "Kol dol des ka'av shelo, chutz from tzroiros." That's karegel. And Bershus Hanizik is chay, but it's only chatzi nezik. That's the tolda that's not ka'av shelo, and that the Magid Mishnah says is from our Gemara, our sugi. What does the Rav mean? Pash, there's two ways to learn this Rambam. The Rambam says, "Av muad so toldos muad." Let's take Karen. Let's say if the Karen was a muad on negicha. So is told is negifa neshicha revitza beita would also be a muad. So the Ravid asks, "Holoi mechaver do afilu mikaren lekaren omru muad lekaren yamin eme muad lekaren small." If the baby was a muad, it was negech three times in Karen yamin, and then once he was negech in Karen small, he pays a chatzin nezik on Karen small. Kolshken the biut regular and neshichas shein. Why should the muad of the Karen of negicha make the negifa neshicha revitza beita a muad? If that's the pshat in the Rambam, so why if the av is a muad, so the tolda becomes a muad? But I would ask a poshet to kasha. I'm not sure I'm right, but it's something to think about. If a baim is a muad lekaren yamin, so lechura, the person is watching the baima. It's ishmerenu. He has to watch him for the keren yamin. So memeli is shomer for the keren small. The whole reason of a tam that he's potter is because he doesn't really have to watch him, but he's watching him because he's a muad already. So if he's being watched that he's a muad, so how did he do the other nezakin? So lechura he should be chayv on those also. Well, that's just a machshava. Because the Gemara says muad lekaren yamin is not a muad lekaren small. Then the Ravid says v'ulai kach roitzel lemar. Maybe the pshat in the Rambam is different. Told us en kayyotzim ben k'moishim muad es mitchilos olachilas peros. Let's say a shein is a muad mitchilos olachilas peros, which is shein. The eshanel lezeker kachim muad es lischakim bekoitzel anoso. That's also the told us of shein is a muad. If the av is a muad, so the toldos that we say it's also an elezeker is also a muad and not a tam. So there wouldn't be such a big chidush in the Rambam lefi the end of this Ravid. That's the Rambam and the Ravid. If we already mentioned it, I'll mention an interesting thing that happened with Karen Yamin and Karen Small. It's written in the book Me'iloi Shel Shmuel about Reb Shmuel Aaron Yudelevich. Story goes something like this. That in Eitz Chaim, where he learned when he was a child, so one of the Rosh Hashivas came and asked, where is there a Heichatim? So when is there a case that it could be a shor is Nogeach, does a Mazik of Karen, and he pays three quarters of a Nezek? And the only one who knew to say was Rav Shmuel Aaron Yudelevich as a child, and he said, if he was a Muad LeKaren Yamin, so Karen Yamin, he pays a Nezek Sholim. Then he was Negech once in Karen Small. Karen Small is Chatzin Nezek. What happens if he's Negech with both together? So on the Chelek, there's like two Shutfim. One, a Chelek is the Karen Yamin, so he's Chayev a Nezek Sholim, which is half of the whole Nezek. And on the Karen Small, he should be Chayev a Chatzin Nezek, which is a quarter of the whole Nezek. So it's three quarters of the Nezekin. So I said that it's wrong. It's not right. Because if you see that Karen Yamin is a muad, he's not a muad like Karen Small, so when he's Nogeach on both Karnaim together, it's also not a muad, he's a Tam, because that's not Karen Yamin, that's a different kind of Negich, it's a Negich of two Karnaim. So once I saw Reb Zissel Brod, the Zecher Tzadik Yivroch, the Rosh Yeshiva in Heaven, I told him this Maise, that there is a Shiloh with Karen Yamin and Karen Small, and he's Nogeach together, that in Eitz Chaim they paskened, that he has to pay three quarters. So before I could get the words out of my mouth, he already was saying it's not shaykh, it's not true, it's a tam. Like I said, like I tanya, that it's a mishune. It's not called the orche, it's called a mishune. And if it would like Karen Yamin and it's negech with both, so you should only pay a chatzi nezek and not a nezek sholem. By the way, I would add on with the mice of the mattress that burnt and the eish and that dormitory where the student left the blow dryer. So a day later, the mezuzahs were checked in that room, and the mezuzah had a problem in the words v'shoch becho uvkumecho. Those two words were problematic and they weren't beseder. They had to be fixed. And shoch becho uvkumecho really matches up with the hezek that happened on the mattress. I saw that's in Binyani Halacha. Binyani Agoda, I would say, it says shor v'loy odom, chamor v'loy kelim. So I saw the Grodz brought down in the Rambam, frankly, brings down why do we be memait shor, we're memait to odom, and from chamor, we're memait kelim. So he says because the chamor is full of bones, it's mole atzomo. So when he falls into the boar, it's usually a hezek. So when you're memait hezek, so kelim, it's always a hezek. Shvirotson, zoim, misoson, what Rashi says, and the hezek of kelim is never misa, it's always hezek. So memele, when you're memait something that's chamor's nezok in your memait, a nezok in kavosei. So your memait kelim. But odom is only lemisa, not lenezokin. So we say shor v'loy odom. The union of shor v'chamor, the Gros says in a few places, and with this we'll go back to a place in Kiddushin. The Gros says in a few places there's rav tvuis bekoach shor. And there's a chamor lemasa. A shor is for working in the field, being choyresh, and he plows the field, he works the whole day in the heat in the field. What the shor does, the whole day, so at the end of the day, the end of the season, the tevua comes out, and the chamor carries it on his back. The chamor doesn't work the whole time, he just carries. The chamor noises for him. So it's a moshul in the Torah. There's Amelus HaTorah's connected the shore, Rav Tavuz Bekoch Shor, and there's a Chamor that's connected the Bekias, Yediyas HaTorah. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin in the Sugyas of Kibud Av and Kibud Rav that says that you're supposed to stand up in front of the Rav when you see him. So it says Abaye used to stand up in front of Rav Yosef when he saw from over the mountain was coming the Chamor of Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Udne. Abaye mekichozi udnei the chamrei the Rav Yosef. He saw the ears. The ears has long ears. The donkey. So when he saw the ears of the chamor coming up the mountain, coming up from behind the horizon, he already stood up. So the pshat, I would think like this: the Gros says that chamor is connected to Yedias HaTorah and shor is connected to Amelus HaTorah. There's a gemara that the Gros says that once the chamor went to ask for horns, and even his ears that he had, they took away from him. That means if you look for something that's not yours, so afilu what you have from before, you lose. It says there's somebody, there's a chamor, a shor has karnaim that is negech with, like we said, karnei rem karn of chor shayroi hodolo. Karnaim is connected negicha, milchamta shel Torah with the karnaim. You're negech, you have milchamta shel Torah, the amelus. Then there's the chamor that's Yediyas HaTorah. The chamor that is connected to Bekiyas, connected to Yediyas HaTorah, he went to look for a darga that doesn't belong to him. He went to look for karnaim, for horns. So even what he had, the ears, the yishmiyah, which is Yediyas HaTorah, you hear like day shmiyah, even that he lost. The Gemara says in the end of Hoyrius, there's Rabbah v'Rav Yosef. Rabbah was a Sinai, Rabbah was a Oikahorim, and Rav Yosef was a Sinai, which means the Rabbah was, his koach was in Amelus HaTorah and Melchamta Shel Torah, and Rav Yosef, his koach was in Yediyas HaTorah, which is called Sinai. So here we have all three together. Rav Yosef was riding on a chamor, and Abaye stood up when he saw the ears of the chamor. That means the mile of the chamor is his ears, that is Sheman, his Kelet Yediyas. The chamor is the Noises for him, and Rav Yosef was the Sinai. So that all three milas were put together, and that's when Abai stood up when he saw the Udnei, the Chamrei, the Rav Yosef.